Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Kathy Santos, Father of the National Alliance of Women Veterans. We'd like to welcome you to our weekly Women Veterans Speak Internet Blog Talk Radio program discussing women veterans issues. I am the founder of the National Alliance of Women Veterans, headquartered here in the state of Pennsylvania. And we'd like to welcome all of our listeners here today. We were going to be talking today about some field activities for those who serve in the military or are assigned to combat situations. And we already have some callers on the line, and we'd like to welcome our callers. But I'd like to just preface our conversation with some upcoming activities. On tomorrow, of course, we have in Washington, D.C., the Military Rape Summit. That's hosted by SWAN, and I'm sure that they are looking forward to a very fruitful event celebrating their work, bringing some of the, I guess, national and local concerned individuals together. I guess this issue, I think it's maybe a 1 or 2 day event, but we would like to wish them all the success in addressing this platform at the level that they do. And I think that any work is good work on the issue, fighting against crimes against women. So we would like to just congratulate them for the work that they've done and just hope that they will have a successful and a fruitful event. We were going to talk about today those combat theater positions where, you know, sometimes as women we have to adjust to being in situations, and we have to live sometimes, you know, being women in combat situations, we have had to be very creative in dealing with our personal concerns, and that is going to be some of our topic for discussion today. But already I'd like to bring in Black Hawk, who is on the line. She's open when we're going to invite her to speak, but I want her to talk a little bit about what's on her mind. She's such a valued guest on our program. She brings such valuable resources and information to this platform. So I'm going to open up the mic and allow her to say what's on her mind, and at some point I hope she can talk a little bit about her experience when in combat and what some of the things that she had to deal with as a woman, and to maybe talk a little bit about cooking, which is one of our interns who has plans to go to chef school this fall, who has been working with us over the last couple of weeks for a school project. And we're hoping that she's listening, and certainly we're going to direct her to our archived broadcast at the end of this program so that she can hear some of what we have experienced as women who serve in combat. Black Hawk, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kathy. Hello. How are you today?
I'm so pleased to have you on the line. You have no idea. I thought I was going to have to try to live this once again today. Of course, you know that my ability to talk on this topic is limited because I actually have never served in combat. And we know that it's something that you have such expertise in. I just want to open up the mic and let you expound a little bit on what's on your mind, first of all, on any topic that you feel think the audience may be interested in, or what you may feel is a priority for our listeners. But then I want you to talk a little bit about some of the female concerns, and then maybe we can end our discussion with cooking, if you will. And I'm going to be taking notes, if you don't mind, so that we can maybe ask a few questions maybe at the end of the program. But the mic is yours, Black Hawk.
Thanks, Kathy. Hello, listeners. Once again, I'm Black Hawk, and before I begin, I don't know how many of my listeners here subscribe to the DAZ, or members, their magazine, or are members of the Disabled American Veterans. But the Chaplain's Corner in the May-June 2012 is an excellent thing I think we should begin with. And their website is www.dav.org. And I'm sure Kathy will be posted on the website, or you can pick up the link on my Facebook. Today is the Chaplain's Corner. This bi-monthly Chaplain's Corner from Dr. Charles Edwards. He is a national chaplain. And the title is, You Are Special and Don't Ever Forget It. A well-known speaker started off the seminar holding up a $100 bill in a room of over 200 people. He asked, "Who wants to have this $100 bill?" All the hands went up. He followed with, "I'm going to give this $100 to one of you. But first I'm going to do this." He crumpled the bill up in a little ball. And then he asked, "Who still wants this $100 bill?" The hands stayed up in the air. He said, "Well, what if I do this?" He took the crumpled up $100 bill, threw it on the ground, and crumpled it up underneath his shoe, ground it into the floor. He picked it up. He said, "Who still wants this $100 bill?" The hands stayed up in the air. Many spoke. "Friends, we've learned a very valuable lesson today, and one that hopefully no one forgets. No matter what I did to the money, you still wanted it because it did not decrease in value. It's still worth $100. Many times in our lives, we are dropped, crumpled, and ground into the dirt by decisions that we make and the circumstances that come our way. We may feel as though we are worthless, but no matter what has happened or what will happen in this life, you never lose your value. Dirty, clean, crumpled, or creased, you're still priceless to those who love you. The worth of our lives comes not in what we do or who we know, but by who we are. We are disabled American veterans and are special, and let us never forget it. We should count our blessings and not our problems." And that's from the National Chaplain, from the National Alliance, I'm a little bit verklempt right now. Disabled American Veterans Association. And that's something I think that we often forget when we go through adversity. And as Kathy was speaking, she is so on point, despite the fact that she did not have combat experience, that many times that we women, because of the unique circumstances that we face, adversity such as harassment, assault, and certain aspects of a combat theater that many of which we aren't exposed to in ordinary lives of civilians. Being harassed, it's one thing to be afraid to walk home at night. It's another thing to be afraid to get shot, 24/7 in a war zone. As a result, we do many things to try to maintain our sanity and try to create normalcy in a land of chaos. One of them that I used to do, despite my rather, shall we say, extremely violent job description, I would crochet. When I would finally have it out, I had a little ball of yarn, and I had a crochet hook. And it was black yarn, black cotton yarn, or maybe dark brown cotton yarn, and a crochet hook. And when I had 5 or 10 minutes, I would make a little hat. And it got to where everybody in my unit, without having either a little black watch cap, brown watch cap, or OD green watch cap. May seem kind of out of place in combat, but it reminded me that that war was going to end. And I was going to get back to what I used to crochet, baby blankets, sweaters, and booties. So all of us in some way try to keep on to something of that part of our life that's uncorrupted from what we have to experience in that type of a situation. In my case, it was crocheting, drawing pictures, and sometimes I like to just go ahead and start cooking. You'd be surprised how many people in a combat environment get very creative with those MREs. So that was pretty much on my mind for right now, Kathy. Back to you.
I got a couple of questions on your comments about the chaplain's corner. And thank you so much for sharing that today, because I just finished talking to Chaplain Pierre, who was the male chaplain the officiator over at the VA hospital in Philadelphia. So I just was on the phone with them this morning. We are discussing our second annual Women Veterans Pray event, and I'm hoping that you'll be able to share the $100 bill scenario, because I think it was worse for me. It certainly was touching and moving, and I think that would be a great story to tell women veterans who are yet struggling to rehabilitate after experiencing sexual traumas, which leave you feeling sometimes dirty and nasty, and you can't shower enough, you can't, you know, get the thoughts out of your head. But certainly we have some analogies, but you have to know that we still have value. You know what I mean? It's just so important. It's so important.
Yes, I concur as well.
I know that was healing in there for me. When I first heard it, I heard it some time ago, and I was really glad that you reminded me of that, because I think that would be something that we want to really keep on our, we might want to keep that in our slogan as one of our little maybe encouraging quotes or whatever. We're going to put that on our website just to remind people of how these situations don't change who you are. You know what I mean? That we do have value despite, you know, our experiences. And I also wanted to be reminded of the website that you did share, DAV.org, the Chaplain's Corner, and we will post that on the website. I just want to be reminded. And what I shared with Chaplain Pierre, well, we have now a female in charge over at the VA hospital. You know, I went through quite a bit of obstacles last year to acquire just a couple of hours we did get for the Women Veterans Pray. And I thought it was a wonderful event. And you shared a few of your poems, and I'm hoping this year that you also be a participant. You know, I always welcome your creativity and your all of your wonderful artistic ability and talents when you present in our forum. I am so moved by it. And I hope that also this year we can do more with your pictures in some of our affairs. You know what I mean? I hope that you can do more with those pictures. I have at least four of them. I haven't had your permission to do anything with them yet, but I hope you release them maybe at some point, and maybe we can get you compensated for that. But certainly we're excited about all of the things that you are involved in and your travels to Washington. And I did want to share with you tomorrow there's an opportunity. I thought about maybe taking the trip down, and I wanted to take somebody with me, and I want to share with you maybe after this program, if you're interested in this, driving down for one day to the Military Trauma Summit. Maybe we can just go down, maybe who knows what encounters we may have. But so that was willing to take that drive if you would want to accompany me there. I have a scheduled event there tomorrow with the Vets Force, their business task force meeting, and I'm scheduled to be there at 10, so if you're interested in taking that drive, I'd be more than happy to do that. So, you know, this is always, beg your pardon?
No, I said we can discuss it after the show.
Yes. The intern that we've been working with, we were able to go out to we were able to go out to Folsom last Saturday. And there was a parade with, you know, many legislators, and I heard, well, it was a lot of activities, but we chose to go to the Post 28 out in Folsom. And there we learned about this female who we'd be trying to meet tonight, who went down in a helicopter in Afghanistan. And she's having some transitioning problems getting compensated because of her disability. So we're going to be going down tonight and hopefully to meet with her. You're welcome to go there tonight as well. But this intern, she's a senior working on her senior school project. And she's working very, very hard to gain interest. But I adhere to your admonishment in limiting and restricting certain information, and I thought that was a very wise choice for me, an easy one. And so I just informed her that we would be limiting our discussions. But I did tell her that we may be able to get a couple of interviews, and hopefully I will be providing one, and maybe we'll get you or some other woman veteran to participate. Well, I thought it was very interesting. I think you was interested in smoking sexual trauma. And I kind of asked her why. Did she come about, how did she stumble on this as a subject for her senior project? And what she said to me was that she thought on Oprah, I don't remember that, the homeless, the women veterans, and she had read a lot about this, and she saw some story on the internet and, you know, it sign up somehow to sponsor interest. But I just thought, you know, for a senior, you know, there's a lot less complicated issues to be talking about for a senior project. And I thought that maybe we should just help mirror generics and not really try to include some of the complexities when having these interviews. I thought that was something that we would adhere to for a couple of reasons. And I informed her that we would be sharing. I'd be talking to her a little bit from my experience, just realizing that I would be withholding some of the more sensitive areas of the discussion. And thank you so much for the preliminary discussion and sharing with me on that, because there are some ramifications involved that may come up to haunt us. And I was I utilized that wisdom, you know, given by me, and I thank you so much for that.
No problem.
I mean, I want to talk a little bit about the upcoming events we're planning for the year. I spoke to Ms. Bullock, who is one of the senior veteran representatives at the local utility company here in the city, and they're planning something, and we're going to be working with them on a project, and we're looking forward to that. So, as well, we've been invited to participate next on the 12th at the Hilton Hotel with a realtor company who is raising funds to help women veterans in homelessness. So I was going to be asking members of the organization to attend, and hopefully that you could put this on your calendar as well. At the Hilton Hotel, I think it's the 12th, which I think will be Friday or Saturday. But we'll be following up with the specifics. I'm waiting to hear from them. Because what I did tell them was that we don't pay to receive benefits. I'm not enticed or encouraged when organizations want to raise funds for us, yet we have to pay to participate. So what my response to these organizations has been over the years when we've been asked to participate in forums where they're going to be raising funds or to benefits for women veterans, that we will accept, you know, we've been given all types of support in lieu of cash. And certainly we don't have any cash to give the organizations that want to raise funds for us. But certainly we was willing to participate at the level that we are. And I think the response was that they would provide a table for as many veterans that wanted to come, which I would choose or ask some of the women veterans from the National Act of Women Veterans to participate in this particular forum. But certainly we don't pay to receive benefits. We don't pay to participate in benefits when they're raising money. I just think that's a little bit disingenuous for us to pay money to receive or to be part of a benefits where we ourselves don't necessarily benefit directly, if you can agree with me on that. So you know, I just want to send a message to those parties who raise money and benefits, and the women veterans never actually see any of it. You know, we're not going to be privy to those kinds of platforms. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to allow you to talk a little bit, if you would, about your trip. Do you have anything that you can share with us about your trip with the Department of Justice, or is it something that we're going to be saving for another time or in another platform?
Well, I believe that we'd be better served speaking. Well, it dealt with re-victimization of victims at the National Institute of Justice and measures that we can take to prevent being re-traumatized over and over again. Because one thing that happens with women veterans that have suffered types of sexual trauma, it's the same as it was put in the same platform, because many of our experiences are also applicable in the civilian arena. And the forum that I went to was at a federal level, and it concerned why do victims of domestic violence and violent crime tend to wind up becoming a victimized again. One of the reasons is because, and there was several many dynamics were addressed, but one of the main reasons that went down was the understanding that many people that have not been subjected to rape or being mugged or a home invasion, they don't think what happened to you is that bad. And so it's ignorance on their part, not necessarily callousness, but ignorance. And number two, the individual, she may be, and they were mainly domestic violence, especially, which includes, as you know, rape. Many times that the perpetrator's family, friends, or the environment in which the assault or domestic violence occurred is a place she can't just pick up and leave and go somewhere else. If her husband or her boyfriend did it, she's still living in her husband or boyfriend's community, and she will be subject to harassment. She will be subject to pressure from his friends or his coworkers not to press charges. She will be teased. She will be otherwise ridiculed and be given the impression, it will be, you know, like dwelled on that, well, you must have had something to do with it. And yes, sometimes, well, you deserved it. And this re-traumatizes, it re-victimizes the victim. And this includes harassment via emails, telephone calls, letters from jail, things of this nature. And I found it very enlightening, but that issue is very, very high profile now. And I'm so grateful that finally the powers that be in the federal government at a federal level is taking issues like rape, whether civilian or military, assaults and things of this nature, seriously. And there's a lot of legislation that's going to be coming down, which is also going to be very closely related to what happens to us. And hopefully it will make an impact nationwide for all victims of any type of sexual trauma, the ability of counseling, proper adjudication to the perpetrators, and additional compensation and or avenues of recourse when you also are traumatized by the friends and family of the perpetrator, whether it's because it happened in a combat environment or it happened in the military or if it happened in the civilian sector. So there's a great deal of information there that I'll be giving to you, Kathy, in a white paper, which, you know, we can go ahead and pass the links on as you deem fit.
Okay.
So
we're not going to let go of that because that's going to be the foundation to the next level. I think that what's going to happen with SWAN is that whatever they pull out of SWAN's event. Now, but I'm having a problem with, I'm seeing too many fragmented approaches to dealing with the issue of rape. And so I'd like to see how we can draw from each of them. I know there's going to be a benefit to SWAN's event. I know there's a benefit to the various forums that are being held across the country on the issue of rape. But I think that respectfully, we need to know that the government, who will make the final decision on policy and any particular guidelines that will have to be adhered to by any soldier or military person, which is my main interest here for this topic, I'm hoping that they will be the lead organization. The Department of Defense and the Pentagon will be the lead organization for setting that paradigm, for setting the perimeters on what those guidelines will be. And as much as I know that we have a lot of grassroots work out here that even may have some politicians or some elected officials involved, we have to be able to navigate through that process with transparency and accountability at the end of the day. So to hold the forum is one thing, but we need to make sure that these things are connected to something that's real for us. You understand what I'm saying? And that when those decisions are made, that the people at the end of the day who make those decisions, the Pentagon and the Department of Defense, that they themselves have respected this work, that they will adopt these particular recommendations and whatever ideas that may come for resolving this matter. Certainly, to have forums, I've been having forums for several years, but my forum has been to bring the women veterans to a level of consciousness and to raise their awareness and who they are and to help them to identify with their military service in a way where it can be respected. They can respect that they've done an honorable thing and that there's nothing that has occurred to them outside of their military service that they should be held responsible for or be left to be victim to, if you understand what I'm saying. So in so doing, those networking, those very casual platforms now can be connected. And once we're able to do that, with some real reality that there's some real work being done.
Yes.
And I just said, we can hang our hat on this, we can hang our hat on that. We can get platforms all day long. I've been doing it for a while. But at the end of the day, these women veterans will come back to me and thank me for saying, just connecting them with another woman veteran, just for allowing them to see, just for saying thank you for your service, something they have not had done in 20 years. It's still a very honorable thing at the level that we do it. So and respectfully, I can see through and see where people are doing really good work here, there, and everywhere. But is it going to make sense at the end of the day? So we're going to remember this part of the conversation for next week. We come to the close of this week's program. And as always, Black Hawk, I'm so grateful to you for your heart, your compassion for other fellow veterans, and the good work and the resources that you bring to the table. You couldn't buy them. It just doesn't have a cost to it. They're priceless. And I thank you so much for being able to articulate the issues at every level. And I'm grateful to you. And, of course, we're praying. And we get a quick response while Women Veterans Pray, and that you can prepare to hopefully to share certainly some of the stories that you have and your great artistry and poetry with our audience, and we can begin to plan on that very soon. So I want to thank everybody for joining us, and please look at our website for our activities and our events coming up, www.nawbphilly.webs.com. We thank you so much, and please have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful day. It's nice outside, and we'll look forward to seeing you on next week. Thank you so much for joining us.